There are new details today about the terrorists who carried out the bombings of hotels in Amman, Jordan, on Wednesday that killed 57 people. NPR's Ivan Watson is in Amman. He joins us now. Ivan, tell us what authorities had to say in this morning's press conference.
Leanne, the government announced that it actually had one of the bombers in custody, an Iraqi woman by the name of Sajida Mubarak Atrus al-Rashawi. They said she was the wife of a man who blew himself up, who detonated explosives in the ballroom of the Radisson Hotel on November 9th. They said they captured her, that she had a suicide bomb belt, that she and her husband had infiltrated a Jordanian wedding party dressed in party clothes, and after she failed to detonate her bomb, her husband sent her out, and then he detonated his own explosives. That bomb killed more than 30 people. Two other Iraqi suicide bombers that same night, roughly at the same time, attacked two other luxury hotels, leaving a total death toll of 57 people. Now, the government says all four of these Iraqis are from Iraq's restive Al-Anbar province. That's the province that includes the towns of Ramadi, Fallujah. They say they crossed the border into Jordan on November 5th, where they proceeded to rent an apartment in an Amman suburb. We saw photos of the bomb belt, which was taken from the woman. They included RDX explosives packed with ball bearings. The woman, al-Rashawi, is not only the wife of one of the bombers, but also the sister, the government says, of a deceased top deputy to Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, the leader of al-Qaeda in Iraq, which apparently has taken responsibility for this bomb attack in several internet postings. The authorities say al-Rashawi, the captive, will appear on Jordanian television later today to discuss this terror attack, the worst in the history of this kingdom.
You've been talking to Iraqis there in Jordan. What have you been hearing?
They're mixed. Some of them deny that any Iraqi is capable of carrying out this attack, and they question the motives, even suggesting perhaps Israel could have been behind this, or the U.S., in fact. Others do say, yes, there are Iraqis that could have been brainwashed by this. They do agree that Abu Musab al-Zarqawi is the leader of this, and many of these Iraqis have fled the violence that is currently raging in Iraq.
What about the Jordanians? Is there some anger against Abu Musab al-Zarqawi?
Absolutely, Leanne. I mean, we've had spontaneous demonstrations ever since the night of the bombing with Jordanians out in the street waving the Jordanian flag, chanting condemnations of Zarqawi, declaring their unity. And in conversations with some of these Jordanians, real anger against the huge Iraqi community here as well, which numbers in the hundreds of thousands, some people laying the blame at Iraqis. Now, the Jordanian government has made clear that this was the act of a few Iraqi criminals, not the entire Iraqi nation, that Iraqis are victims of this terrorism as well. I spoke with a Jordanian barber today, though, and he said, well, I'm surprised, you know, we welcome these people from Iraq, and then this type of terror attack takes place.
NPR's Ivan Watson in Amman, Jordan. Ivan, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Leanne.